Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Sophia Salaby in for Ricky Bevington. A jurist who became the first African-American to serve on the Georgia Supreme Court will step down after serving for 3 decades. Justice Robert Benham announced he will leave the court next year rather than seek re-election to another 6-year term. His successor will be selected in a statewide election in May 2020. While the Trump administration has put a plan to expand offshore drilling on hold, seismic testing could still happen off the Georgia coast. GPB's Emily Jones reports.
Seismic air gun surveys use loud blasts of sound to check for oil and gas deposits deep underwater. It's a precursor to offshore drilling, but it can harm marine life. Alice Kies with environmental group 100 Miles says even with drilling on hold, seismic testing could move forward.
These are two very separate processes, which is surprising to a lot of people because they're so interconnected.
Several companies have applied to conduct seismic testing in the Atlantic. The federal government is continuing to process those permit applications. Governor Brian Kemp has said he opposes seismic testing, and the Georgia House recently passed a resolution condemning it. For GPB News, I'm Emily Jones in Savannah.
Governor Brian Kemp signed a number of bills today that will help more Georgians connect to the internet. The measure allows telephone co-ops and EMCs to sell broadband to their customers. They also pave the way for 5G wireless technology in the future. Here's Kemp at a ceremony in Dahlonega today.
There is no question that these measures will strengthen connectivity across our state, especially in rural Georgia. By expanding access to broadband brand services and high-speed internet in all parts of our state.
Kemp has until May 12th to take action on all other bills. I'm Sophia Salaby for GPB News.